Capital Crimes. Styles of writing that annoy us. Do you use block capitals a lot in emails? If you do, be careful, or you could lose your job, just as Liz Jones did. Miss Jones from New Zealand used to work in the human resources department of a large company. Just recently, she lost her job. Her employers claim that her emails, which were full of block capitals, were confrontational. They also said the emails were upsetting staff. During the trial for unfair dismissal, extracts from the emails were read out. They included the following. To ensure your staff claim is processed and paid, please follow the checklist below. Some of the emails also had phrases in bold or red. But are capital letters really so offensive? Some people think so. Many people use capitals to demonstrate their anger, explained Nigella Marston, a writing expert. Ultimately, it is a way of shouting. Anyone who's ever received an email full of capitals may understand the problem. So, what should you do if you're angry and you need to send an email? The thing with emails is that they're so easy to write and send, Miss Marston explained. In the past, with letters, you had to find a piece of paper, get a pen, and carefully write your letter. If you made a mistake, you had to start all over again. And then there was the problem of finding an envelope, buying a stamp, and then going to post it. It all took time. My advice is to write the email in a Word document, not in an actual email, just in case you send it by mistake, and then to leave it. The following day, you can read over it and decide whether it really is a good idea to send it. So, the next time you're angry, don't just hit the caps key and send. Stop and think, and then send.